Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Regardless of where you are right now, you are listening to episode 58 of the Player Podcast, your weekly excuse to sit back, relax, and think about everything gaming. Every Thursday, your two favorite baby boys try to bring you a casual and candid discussion about the things we love and hate about video games. I'm your host, Joseph Hooper, a.k.a. The Hoop Man, along with my co-host, the number one streamer on PlayerPlayerPod.tv, Arson Lakpa.
Guys, I'm going to be honest with you right now. I'm really, really disappointed in the management at PlayerPlayerPod for allowing pornographic material to be shown on my stream. I've already left this service. I've moved over to twitch.tv.com.org. And you guys are seriously, like, why is my channel even active? Like, I think that you guys should submit a request for an apology, okay? I'm talking to all the listeners here. You guys need to submit requests for apologies from playerplayerpod.tv so that way they can send an apology to me and send me millions of dollars, okay? Thank you.
Wow.
I just had to get that off my chest. I'm sorry.
By far the longest, like, intro bit we've had on the podcast yet.
And I just had to.
Wait, it was pretty good.
Did you hear about that, though?
Oh, dude, that's why we got the topic we got today.
Okay.
And also, how many people actually will get that reference? Hopefully some. Hopefully at least somebody listening to this podcast will get that reference.
Y'all go on the internet. Come on now. Ninja's so popular. Like, come on.
We'll explain it in a second. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, honestly, let's jump right into it. Wait, first of all. We'll talk about Fire Emblem in a future episode. I didn't want this, you know, we had the opportunity, and I was like, will we talk about Fire Emblem today? I didn't want to spend 30 minutes talking about Fire Emblem because we can get real into the weeds about that.
That could be an hour episode.
It could be an hour episode, and, you know, people are turning it off in the first 10 minutes. True. Unless you're a diehard Fire Emblem fan, which, let's be real. So, give me your very quickie impressions. I also want to grade, just like in Fire Emblem, I want to grade on your experience so far. Give me your thoughts on Fire Emblem, the Three Houses, and give me a grade on your experience so far.
All right, so far, I love the combat. Never really paid attention to Fire Emblem series. I knew how the gameplay worked, but this one's really captivated me. I love the battle system. I love this, like, I guess, slice of life type aspect as a teacher. I think it's cool. Really excited for the romance opportunities in the future. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to, I'm trying to spit my game. And as a grade, I would have to give it an A. Boom.
An A.
Yep.
Now let's toss it over to our very own Joseph Hooper. Wow, thanks, Joseph Hooper. So my quickie review is Fire Emblem. Call me by surprise. Not as soon as I started playing it, but, you know, all the hype, all the commotion, I was like, oh, people are talking about Fire Emblem. Might have to give this a try. I picked it up. I'm enjoying it so far. I gotta say, right out the gate, the story don't make no damn sense to me so far. It makes sense in the terms of, oh, this is like a mystical fantasy thing. We got weapons and legends and all that good stuff. But I'm like, why am I a teacher? Like, what's going, like, what's the dynamic between literally anybody in this goddamn school? But, you know, it's all good. I'm still having a great time. The combat's a fantastic time. And, you know, after my 10 hours in, my review, A-.
A-.
Okay.
Glowing reviews from the boys.
Yeah. Pick it up. Confusing. I literally had to do a lot of research on what's going on in this game in terms of, just mechanics. Not combat specifically, but mechanics. I'm like, dang. So, all right. We got instructions on Sundays or Saturday or Mondays. We got to instruct. Like, I got to... I'm not fit to be a teacher. Let's just be real. I'm not fit to be a teacher.
Bro, come on. You were vice president of SCPC, man. You taught us all. You taught me so much.
But I only know so much about faith magic. You know what I mean?
I only know so much.
I swear, like, 9 hours into the game, there was a point where, like, all the students that I was teaching were just like, bro, it's really weird that this person's a teacher because they don't know shit. I'm sitting here with them. I'm like, yes, I agree. I also don't know what's going on, guys.
Who made you teacher, man? Come on.
But let's pivot a little bit because we got bigger fish to fry because our boy, our personal family friend of the show, Ninja, has been making big waves, all right? And by waves, I mean he put up a Twitter video exactly like the one you mimicked earlier in the show, basically being like, hey guys, I'm no longer on Twitch, obviously. I'm on Mixer, which is the Microsoft-owned gaming streaming alternative. And my channel is obviously offline because I'm exclusive to Mixer. And somebody put a porn account, Twitch put a porn account on my profile, you know. And it's just, unacceptable. I don't know if he said it that many times. And I don't even think he used that wording. But basically, long story short, Ninja, one of the biggest streamers.
Probably the biggest.
The biggest streamer just on the planet terms of games. Definitely. He switched over to Mixer, which is, like I said, Microsoft-owned service. You know they gave him a bag. He secured it. There was a couple mil in that bag, I guarantee you.
Oh, definitely, definitely.
Couple mil. Maybe double-digit mil. I don't know.
Maybe. I can see it.
Double-digit mil for a year. Or how long is he there? I don't know.
I don't know the contract specifics.
But basically, there was this whole thing about, like, now that Twitch and Ninja's partnership is over, there was just some hullabaloo. There was a big old hullabaloo about what's going on in his channel. And I don't really want to get into the weeds about that. I don't really even want to talk about that. But the fact that, like, this is a giant headline. People are talking about this. Like, the whole Mixer thing, moving to Mixer was crazy, would just make me kind of think, dude, video game content creators, like, this world that we're in is crazy at this point. Like, where streamers are, like, announcing where they're streaming at, like, all this good stuff. We're in a different stratosphere in terms of gaming content creators. So I wanted to take a stroll down memory lane and talk about the content creators that we watched growing up, the content creators that we watch now, and some of the interesting stories around those people. So first to start, let's keep it in the present for a little bit. Are you on Twitch often, ever, sometimes, kind of? Like, what's your like
my Twitch status
frequency? Yeah,
on Twitch. I think definitely back in high school when I first found out about Twitch, I was a bit more active into it, tuning into people's streams. However, nowadays it's like I'm rarely on Twitch. Like, it's only if, like, maybe I tune in every Wednesday just to give my homeboy a view.
Pity for Twitch.
It's pitiful
for Twitch, yes.
And sometimes, like, you know, I'll tune in for those charity speed runs.
Oh my God! What a nice man! What a nice guy!
I have not donated anything yet, but
take it back.
take it back. What a man! Just say man. I'm not bad because I haven't detracted from them.
Yeah,
but I haven't done anything for them. So what a guy. That's me. So don't really do too much. I was a lot more active back in the days of, like, you know, Twitch plays Pokemon. Every once in a while, tune back in. It's literally like,
oh, that's still
where
running?
It is now. Bro, yes. What? It's so weird now.
On the same game?
No. Now it is just like you bet, like, Twitch coins. You bet, like, in-chat currency on, like, Pokemon Battle Revolution, which is, like, you know, like Pokemon Coliseum?
Yeah.
It was, like, the Nintendo Wii version. So they just, like, have, like, computer, like, CPU matches. And you, like, people bet
on... I don't like that.
And it's like you just have like two, like you have like three level 100 Pokemon on each team. It's like I vote red team, 500 points, like, you know, put it all in red team. And then
they got gambling going on?
It's legit gambling. I mean, there's no like, I don't think there's any actual like, you know, real life implications to this. It's just like your coins or whatever. But they still have, I'd say, between, like, 50 to 100 people, like, you know, will be tuning in. Like, just gambling on that. And sometimes I'll watch a match, you know, every once in a while just because I'm, like, bored or something. But, yeah, that's where my Twitch status is right now. And, you know, any, like, new person I follow, if they're streaming, I might tune in. But
Right. For the record, let's take it a step back. For the people that don't know, Twitch plays Pokemon was this, you know, a momentary phenomenon where, like, essentially there was this game of Pokemon. Do you remember what title?
I think it was the first one. It was Red.
Pokemon Red, where it was entirely controlled by the Twitch chat. So eventually, it originally started with whoever typed in a command that corresponded with a button in the chat. That's what executed on the game. That's what it started with. So it was pure chaos. Eventually, they upgraded it so that there had to be like a certain majority for an action to execute in the game. But literally, it was the entire Twitch chat, so thousands and thousands of people, basically going through the process of playing this game. And they eventually beat it, right?
They've beaten multiple games. They've beaten multiple. Wait, one more key fact about, like, they, like, not only did they have the democracy aspect, they had, like, a democracy aspect to vote on whether or not they wanted to have a democracy. So they could, like, toggle between, like, democracy mode or having a vote or just anarchy mode where, like, it was, like, the original thing you said.
Oh, my God. So, that's insane. You know,
lots of back and forth. Very fun. Very, what a time to be alive, I would say.
Dang, what a time to be alive. Shout out to Drake and Future.
Yes.
So, yeah, on my side, I don't really watch Twitch, and I never really put time into Twitch. Like, every now and again, every whatever, couple weeks or so, every once in a blue moon, I'll jump on, and I almost never, 99% of the time, I'm not going to get on Twitch just to see what's going on there. Mm-hmm. But every now and again, I'll get a notification on my phone. One of the people that I'm following is streaming. I'll check them out, and then I'll start bouncing between streams. And that's maybe like once a month, if even that. But yeah, like Twitch never really captured my attention because I am very OCD about being a completionist and having the full picture on things. Mm-hmm. Whether it's like, you know, I'm not going to start on the second series in a movie. I'm not going to, like, if I have to watch a TV show, I'm not going to start in the middle, any of that stuff. So like jumping into a Twitch stream, not knowing what was said or what happened, like before I got there, and the feeling of like leaving before the stream actually completes, I don't really like it. I don't like it, which is why I don't typically go on Twitch. The exception is Kind of Funny, who has very scheduled broadcasting where they're like, okay, the show is going to be streamed on Twitch for an hour, which I do like, you know. Even then, I still watch most of their stuff after it's, you know, been recorded and posted on YouTube, but that's the exception.
Quick question, though.
Yeah.
Do you watch YouTube gaming, like YouTube streams? Because I know that they give you the option to go back in the stream, like it's like any other live streaming service. So that way you can, you know.
Hell no, I don't watch no YouTube game. And, you know, I said that like YouTube gaming is the wretch of the earth. It's not. I don't know. Like, I just don't watch YouTube gaming. Like I said, the only reason I do watch Twitch is because there's that notification service. Like,
gotcha.
The one time, you know how YouTubers and Instagram people are always like, ring that bell so you can stay notified. Blah, blah, blah. It's like, okay, I don't need to do this. I get on YouTube enough frequently, literally once a day, and I check my content, you know. I don't need to ring the bell. If I want to watch you, I'll watch you.
Facts.
Twitch, definitely need that notification. Otherwise, I'm never going to know you're streaming, and I'm never going to watch your stuff. That's 100%. YouTube gaming might have the functionality, but there are not enough personalities on YouTube gaming for me to go check it out in the first place and to, like, be interested in like subscribing or anything to anybody. Like, there's just no curiosity for, like, I don't care what's happening on YouTube gaming. And that's nothing wrong with the service. That's just me personally taking a huge big old dump on YouTube gaming for no reason right now. So
disrespectful, honestly, bro. Disrespectful.
A little disrespectful, but you know, I think it's pretty clear that both of us, compare it to the majority of new age gamers and just gamers in general out there, like, we are not as deeply entrenched in the Twitch community as a lot of people are. So let's go back and talk about pre-Twitch. Where do we get our video game content from? What video game content creators were we staying up to date and keeping track of? Give me a couple of your guys, or name a few and give me some stories.
Okay. Let me start. I'm gonna actually take you back to the beginning, because actually I want to touch on one brief little statement you made, like, way back in the beginning of this episode. You said that, like, you know, I'm already doing callbacks in the same episode. Who does that? I'm crazy. But you talked about you said that like which entertainers or which content creators we grew up on. I just thought that was like such a.
I never said that.
All right, bro. I'll play the tapes. I'll just play it back. Go ahead. I just thought that was just such a crazy thing to think about, that we've gotten to that point in video game content where we can say, oh yeah, we kind of grew up with these people. You probably started middle school, high school, and I started around the high school time. Growing up with these people, and I just thought that was an interesting thing to think of. And I know that a lot of younger viewers may have started even younger. You're just watching
from the womb.
From the womb, honestly.
Watching Ninja and Dr. Disrespect.
Their dad
from the
was
bathroom,
out here.
Some would say.
Ooh, exactly.
Callback to Dr. Disrespect.
Shout out Dr. Disrespect one time. Okay, but anyways, my first guy I want to talk about. This is my first content creator that I was big fan of, and it's a little controversial nowadays. My boy Toby Turner, aka ToeBuskers. Thing. So this is I'll paint the picture. It's freshman year. I'm just chilling, and one of my homeboys comes up. He's like, "Hey, bro, you want to see this video?" I was like, "Yeah, sure." And it's Toby Turner starting his playthrough of Legend of Zelda Skyward Sword. I was familiar with the Legend of Zelda series, not into it at that point.
Not the brightest entry in that franchise.
I know a lot of people hate it. I personally like it. I think maybe because of this video or this series. He never finished it, which disappoints me to this day. But a lot of things about him disappoint me.
Just because he didn't finish it?
No, he just didn't finish it. This was in 2012
way before the
or something
cancellation.
Like that. Yeah, way before the cancellation. So I see this video, I'm like, well, this dude's funny as hell. What the heck? And then that's honestly probably one of the reasons I even got on YouTube as well. So,
holy.
Shout out Toby Turner. And then I'm going to take that shout out right back, because old boy has been he has been I don't even know, wasn't he raping people or something?
We will we'll direct people to the Google search for that one.
I'm not gonna slander Toby Turner.
No, go ahead and slander him, because was confirmed.
Toby Turner, dude, let me down. ToeBuskers, he had the Minecraft series going. I was popping off on that. He had the Happy Wheels series. I was popping off on that.
Man. I mean, I'm not going to lie. I also watched a little bit of ToeBuskers. He was genuinely pretty funny in a very dumb way. It was very dumb humor. Not dirty humor or anything like that.
He kept
it
PG.
Other dirty parts in his life. Yeah. But his content was PG, and it was I wasn't really watching it daily or frequently, but every now and again I would check, and he was pretty good. So once again, if you want to know what happened to old Toby and why he got canceled, go ahead and Google Toby Turner allegations or literally anything.
Definitely not co-signing this man. I'm not trying to defend this man.
None of us
whatsoever.
Are. But hey man,
I'm just saying he was my gateway. He was funny back in the day.
He was my gateway.
So
gateways aren't always good. Look at meth. I don't know if that's a gateway, but that's probably just the end.
That's the end point. That's after you got through the gate. You just kicked down the gate.
I don't know what the gateway is. I don't know enough about drug abuse. Anyways,
maybe one day we'll learn.
I hope not, unless it's for educational purposes. So for me, I got a lot of people, but I just want to only give a few shout outs, and I got one person so far. That I really want to dive into, because this man was wild, and he probably still is wild into this day. So I think one of the first ever introductions to gaming and video game content creation is the OGs, Achievement Hunter, all those people at Rooster Teeth, some of the best video game content back in the day. They were one of the first people to do it. Let's Plays, Achievement Guys, all that stuff. Super entertaining. And if you don't know Achievement Hunter, man, you haven't been around long enough, because they were running stuff for a long, long time. So shout out to those guys. Shout out to my boy Mac Titty. All right, Mac Titty, and it's a controversial name.
I've not heard of him. I don't think.
Yeah, I don't know why his name is Mac Titty or how he came up with that username. But honestly, it wasn't like he was a content creator that I followed avidly. Mm-hmm. He had one series. That I followed for about a month or two, and I was addicted. It was like a TV show, and it was his BioShock playthrough. I watched it twice. He is the reason that BioShock is probably one of my favorite games of all time, because I was too afraid to play through BioShock the first time. I was too scared as a little wee lad. I couldn't do it. I couldn't play through it by myself, so I had to watch him play through it. And through him, through his playthrough, I was able to enjoy the game and have a good time, and then eventually play through it myself after that. So shout out to Mac Teddy for his BioShock playthroughs. I don't even know what other content he had out there. And, you know, I might look it up at the end of this video, but shout out to Mac Teddy.
I do remember him now. You did tell me about this guy before. Shout him out.
Great content creator. But the guy I really want to focus on in this first round of discussions here is my boy, DSP, Dark Side Field. Now, I know probably everybody listening does not know who DSP is. And let me tell you, this man he puts out so much video game content. Literally, like, my man puts out hundreds and hundreds of episodes, like, a month. Like, he plays through probably two or three games or four games a month, and that's literally his entire job. Is he just plays through games and commentates on those games as he plays through them each month. But the kicker is, this man is so negative, and honestly, I shouldn't have had this man in my life as a young impressionable kid, but my man is just so negative. Like, he's very bad at games. Like, if anything ever doesn't go his way, if he's getting killed by a boss, he always calls it a game bug. He always says the devs fuck the game up or whatever, and it's just hilarious. Like, the dude is crazy. And he played through the games pretty thoroughly. Like, whenever there's a new Dark Souls game, even to this day, I'll go back and watch his new playthroughs of any Dark Souls game, because he's just so ridiculous. It's hilarious to see this dude die and come up with any excuse he can, talking about a game bug and all that good stuff. And then not only that, he even has side channels where he eats food and reviews it. And it's just so dumb.
What, like, can't he do?
What can't DSP do? How does he make all this content? I literally don't know. Like, the amount of videos he puts out is, like, is he editing these things? Like, how does he have time? If you guys want a treat, I definitely suggest you guys go watch any random DSP video, or go look at the channels that are specifically made to slander DSP and tear down his name, because people hate him so much. I literally, it's so crazy. I don't know my fascination with this guy, but shout out to DSP one time. And I'm also going to take this shout out back, because I don't think he's a good person. I think he has some reforming to do. He's not like Toby Turner bad. Like, he's not like, but he's just like kind of like an asshole. So I'm not really trying to endorse him on
slurp it back
good
up,
wholesome
bro.
On our good wholesome podcast. You know what I'm saying? So who else you got for me?
Okay, so I had a couple early folks. Just some quick shout outs yeah. to, like, it was like a very like. They just played a lot of different games. We had C-Nanners, Chilled Chaos.
Oh, yeah, shout out to C-Nanners.
C-Nanners. He dropped out of the face of the earth, which was very disappointing to me. Yep. I think he started like a company or something. I was like, all right, bro, see you later.
Do what you got
to
do.
Do what you got to do. Vanoss Gaming, he found me at when he was playing I don't know why I said he found me.
He found you. Yeah, I was about to say, what do you mean?
So, like, I'm talking about, like, he Jesus or something. no, I found him, like, he was, like, playing, like, GTA, along with KYR Speedy. I don't even know if you, like, heard of this guy. Yeah, those were a couple of funny dudes. Critical. Shout out my boy Critical. Penguin Zero. I remember that was the hardest thing to keep track of, because I was like, how do I find this man's channel? And then I realized, you know, he was Penguin Zero, whatever.
It's just that easy.
Yeah. So I will give him a big shout out. He is consistent. He's still, through the test of time, making videos. However,
he's making react videos now.
Really. Yeah, I do not like his react videos. He just like complains. He just seems so whiny to me nowadays. And I'm like, all right, whatever, Critical.
The listener turning on the content creator.
But
sad.
Hey, he can do him. And then, just real quick, my next phase afterwards, my League of Legends phase. It was a dark time in my life when I was dedicated to that game. Dark. I was like, let me get some of that League of Legends. That's where I found. However, there was a light at the end of the tunnel, because I found my boy Dunky, video game Dunky. We can go talk hours about this man. A legend who continues to make good content, who continues to just be one of the icons of one of the idols of YouTube, I would say. Like, his video is constantly in trending whenever he drops a new one. Like, he's on top of the world in that regard. Big ups to Dunkey. I don't know if you have any Dunkey stories / Dunkey anything.
I don't have any Dunkey stories, but I just think the guy is, you know, he's great at what he does. Like his content is always entertaining. He is well thought out, in my opinion, in terms of the jokes, and like he's legitimately good at games, or he spends a lot of either he's good at games or he spends a lot of time trying to, you know, at least showcase that he's good at games or trying to, you know. So shout out to Dunkey. He's a good content creator. Facts, like you said, one of the beasts right now.
Mm-hmm. All right, I'll throw it back over to you though, because I did a little lightning round, and then I think all I have left are my current folks.
Okay. All the people of the past are pretty much the people I named in the first round of talking. Another shout out to the Minecraft guy. I don't even know his account name. I think it was like something 80 some. I literally couldn't even tell you. But this is the guy that really got me into Minecraft. What really got me into Minecraft was the original video of the guy playing the Minecraft beta, and he burns his house down. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Oh,
where he has
no.
Like a fireplace, and like he doesn't contain it, and the flame like spreads and burns. He is all wooden house and just burns down. You gotta watch this video, and like that was the first time where I was like, dude, like I thought Minecraft was a dumb 8-bit block looking thing, and I was like, wait, what's going on? Like, is this something that can really happen in the game? And that kind of sent me down a rabbit hole. But this Minecraft guy basically had a whole saga, and I mean, like everybody does this these days. But when the game was relatively fresh, it was all about him, like starting the game fresh, building a house, like, you know, getting pets, all this stuff on the journey to find, like, see what he can find and see, like, how much of the world he can discover. And it was kind of like watching a little TV show. Like, it was like, oh, today he's going to build his house. Today he's going to explore this dungeon. It was pretty simplistic, but at the end of the day, like before Minecraft Let's Plays were really, really a big thing, like, these were one of the things that this was one of the guys I watched. And, you know, I'm sure he doesn't do anything related to video games today. Maybe he does, maybe he doesn't, but, you know, it's cool to know that this kind of medium-sized creator kind of still left an impact on me. So shout out to that guy.
Shout him out.
Honorable mention to Funhouse, who I still kind of watch on occasion, but I really don't watch them all too much now. Shout out to Node, who is a mix of like Freddie Wong, Corridor Digital guys. I still watch them to this day. That's like one of the few people that I watch regularly that still puts out gaming content. And of course, Kinda Funny, my number one source for all gaming video gaming content. Pretty much most of my content nowadays. So shout out to Kinda Funny for all the continued coverage on video game news and Let's Plays and stuff they do. And that's my list that I can think of. What do you got for me?
Okay. So I guess I've got like three more folks that I really just want to dive into. Starting with
dive right channel. On into them.
Trey it's like kind style. Of a collective, similar. Oh yeah, you're right. I'm about to dive in straight into Vine Sauce. I don't know if you've heard of these guys.
I have not.
It's like a collective led by a guy named Vinny, some like New York or whatever. But this guy, let me tell you.
I love how you're like, some guy Vinny, he's from New York or whatever. Like, that's my description of him. He's from New York or whatever.
Yeah, he's like, you know, just he's got that New York accent, you know. Well, kind of. I don't know.
Got that New York name too, Vinny.
And that New York Italian name. Very, you know, Mamma Mia on that one. He's walking over here. But this guy, I found him. I don't even know exactly how I found him, but he's just been he's a streamer primarily, I feel like. And then they like take like highlights from his videos and like upload those to his like the Vine Sauce channel. And let me tell you, these videos are the games he plays combined with his personality are just like the most out of pocket things. He'll do like the craziest voices, you know. Obviously, a lot of content creators, they have their little gimmicks, but like he's got like the, in my opinion, the best Mario and Luigi impression.
Oh,
I won't say it's the best. It's just the funniest thing, because like it'll be like, "Hey Mario, like, hey Luigi, it's me, like Mario," and I'm like, "Oh nah, like what is that, bro?" And he's got the best Toad impression. Like he just makes these noises that sound like It just, I don't even, I can't even describe it. I'm going to have to, I don't want to do that on the podcast, because y'all will be scarred. Y'all will never tune back in. But definitely, like, he left an impact on me, mainly because of his Mario impressions and all the wacky games he'll play, where he'll just be sitting there just like confused at what he's seeing, because the entire chat is also confused at what they're seeing. He'll get like people to send like the worst games possible that he can play, the most broken games, and he's just like, all right, well, I guess we're here now. We're having life crises while playing these games.
And this is Vinny from Vine Sauce.
Vinny from Vine Sauce. There's also a couple of other folks. There's one guy named Joel I'll give a shout out to, because this guy got me into JoJo's Bizarre Adventure.
Oh, boy.
And for anybody who knows me, yeah, he's to blame. I'm a JoJo's Bizarre Adventure stan. Like, I'm rolling up my sleeves. You guys can't even see me. That's how I'm about to pop off on the podcast talking about JoJo. But I can't do that right now. So, you know, it's not in my contract. But, yeah, moving on from him, we got my boy Northern Lion. Shout out to him, the bald egg. That's what they call him. Or I think they just call him the egg. They just call him egg. Because he is bald. I love
how you were like, the bald egg. Actually, they just call him the egg. Actually, egg. It's just egg.
It's just it's egg, y'all. Call him E. this guy, I got into him because of Binding of Isaac. So anybody who also knows me knows I love Binding of Isaac. Rebirth, Afterbirth, whichever iteration of Isaac. And this guy also, honestly, very similar to DSP, I would say, probably a bit more well liked, but in terms similar to DSP in the sense of how much content he produces, because he's got about like 3 or 4 videos a day of like various games. And I'm like, so he's literally got something for everybody. He's still putting out Isaac videos, which is wild, because he's like got maybe 1,000 episodes.
Jesus.
There's 1,000 episodes for each iteration. So there's like Binding of Isaac, Binding of Isaac Rebirth, Binding of Isaac Afterbirth. Are the episodes like 5 minutes long? They're like 30 minutes.
What?
Because like each run of like Isaac is like a 30 minute. So he'll basically go until he wins.
Is he doing like 10 runs a day?
I would assume so. Like,
I guess
No, I think he only does like a run a day now, probably a run or two a day. But
so
like,
this is his full job. It has to be, right?
Oh yeah, I believe so, because he's doing this, and then he's also got like a kind of like a collective with like some of his friends, where they'll do like the Northern Lion Super Show, where they like stream almost like probably something similar to like how Kinda Funny does like their streaming type thing. They'll just like play like games and stuff, and then upload those to YouTube. So he. If you want some diverse content, like he'll, you know, balance it between like, you know, the new big games that come out, like, you know, he'll play the Super Mario Maker, the Sekiro games, or he'll play like even like more indie games and stuff. Like I found out about that, the game I recommended either last episode or the one before, you know, the co-op game, the budget game.
Yeah.
Found out about that through him, as well as Baba Is You.
So. Okay.
So shout him out. And last but not least, I'm going to make it quick because I know we're pressed for time.
I couldn't even finish the simile. Keep it going.
I'm sorry, Chief. I'm out here just like trying to wrap it up. But my boy Burleazy.
I forgot about Burleazy.
My man's is still out here popping out content. For those who don't know Burleazy, he got his start by making like exposed videos, where he would expose like childhood cartoon openings, where he would just straight up just roast like Dora and stuff, and be like, "What is she doing out here walking outside like by herself at 5 years old?" And like, you know, people would be like, like, you know, it was super funny. But then
Know he made video game content. You're blowing my mind right now. I didn't know this.
Hey man, now that is his main thing now, because like people will still like, they'll give him flack. They'll be like, "Where are the exposed videos?" He's like, "Actually, I'm on my other channel." He's got his main channel, Burleazy. Mm-hmm. Put an I in front of that bad boy. We got I Burleazy. That's where the game channel
That's
is.
That's all you gotta do, man.
That's all you gotta do. So he's making it. He's doing lots of. He also puts out pretty consistent. Definitely not like like DSP or Northern Lion, but he'll do like about a video a day or a couple times a week. Of your latest and greatest games. He'll do like horror games. Now he's trying to like switch up his formula, but that man is funny. I tell you, he's a character.
And I'm gonna check him out.
Check him out.
I haven't seen any of his video game content. Burleazy.
I gotta send you this clip of him twerking on stream, bro. That was the best. That's the best one. We might put that one in the description. That's how good it is.
Wow. Well, make sure to give me the link and I'll put it in the goddamn description.
Yeah, buddy. Wait, that's all I
got. Yeah, so wrapping it up, like, just a quick question here is, where do we go from here? Where do we go from here? So what I really don't know. Like, streaming is, I feel like there's still so much more potential with streaming. Like I said, neither of us are captured in the audience yet. Like,
true.
Twitch, Mixer, YouTube Gaming, they haven't really done anything to really make us, you know, everyday followers, everyday fans on their streaming services. So, like, I think there's still so much potential there. But, like, I can see us eventually going to the point where Netflix is acquired Ninja. And, like, Ninja's just putting out video game series of him, like, a playthrough as a season, right? So he just has content, like, on Netflix where he plays through this game through a partnership with Netflix and I don't know, Epic or something like that. I could see that happening. Not anytime soon. Like, not anytime.
Might be a couple years out, yeah.
Like, some several years out, but I think that the industry is growing that big to the point where, like, we're playing Fortnite and giving out $16 million or whatever the hell. I forgot how much. $30 million? I can't remember how much it was that kid won, but...
Wasn't it three?
Oh, it might have been three. It might have been $3 million. But yeah, just like, I feel like the industry is growing so big. And like, I think that'd be cool. Like, these streaming services, since everything's moving towards streaming, like, to have packaged playthroughs served like all at once, like just kind of like a Netflix series. Maybe I'll start doing that. Maybe I'll play through a whole game and release the playthrough all at once.
Ooh.
Maybe I will.
Sounds good.
Or anybody that's listening to this will steal my idea and do it. But what do you think? Where do we go from here?
I'm definitely, I feel like I can get behind it. Definitely thinking that some type of either streaming service or, like, I don't know, something of that sort will pick up these streamers for their services, for more, I guess, like, you know, not the spontaneous type of streams. You know, you have, like, the actual content creation, which, yeah. You know, I guess, like, more like an organized form of, like, YouTube, I would say.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Other than that, I can't really see, like, how people can, like, expand upon, like, the industry. But maybe that's why they don't pay me the big bucks to think of the future of the gaming industry.
That's probably right, yeah.
I'm going to sleep on it, though, so that way I can get the big bucks, because I need the big bucks.
Yeah, let's go ahead and secure the bag real quick. There's a lot of untapped potential out there. As big as the gaming industry is, there's... I know there's things people haven't figured out yet in terms of, like, these content creators and streaming and all that good stuff. And just a quick last statement on my thoughts about the whole Netflix thing and all that good stuff. I realize that streaming, a big draw of streaming, is being able to directly communicate with the people that are making the content. I realize that. So you're listening, you're like, oh, it will never work because, you know, a big part of streaming is talking to the streamer. I get that. We can still do that. But I think once these personalities get so big, people are going to want to consume more of their content. So if Ninja put out a series of him, like, going through Fortnite tips for eight 30-minute episodes, kids are going to eat that up. Like, easy. They're going to eat it up. So we'll see. We'll see where things go from there. But with that being said, you got any closing remarks? Anything you want to lead the people on? Or should we close it out?
Honestly, my closing remarks, go check out all the people that we've recommended. Just because of the fact that these people, they work hard. They out here grinding, just like we're trying to grind.
Do not check out Toby Turner, though. That's the one person I'll say. Let's go ahead and leave him off the list.
Don't do that.
With that being said, thank you guys for listening to Player Player. If you enjoyed it, please subscribe to us on your podcasting platform of choice. Rate us 5 stars on iTunes and tell your friends about us. If you want updates about future episodes and giveaways or want to submit a question to the show, visit playerplayerpod.com or follow us on social media at playerplayerpod on Twitter. Shout out to my boy Cam Koenig, hoster of the Gamer Heroes podcast, because he reached out to me because he wanted me to add a segment to his latest episode of his podcast. I didn't get a chance to tell you this because... I didn't know how to contact you. You were gone this week. Rip. I guess I only really tried to contact you once. But anyways, episode. No, it's all good, baby. It's all good. That episode should be out now. Gamer Heroes podcast. So go give that a listen. Big shout out to our boy Aaron Miller, as always, for the intro music. Go follow him at the Miller Child on Instagram. One more shout out to my boy Blessing out of Yoye at BlessingJR on Twitter. My man's put out a Zelda mix as a part of like this new project him and his boy are working on over at OK Beast, where they remix popular Nintendo music, and it's pretty fire. It's called I think Lost Ruins or something. I might even link that in the description if we're just linking a bunch of stuff today. So shout out to my boy Blessing JR. Go give him a follow on Twitter. Go listen to that song. It's really dope. And as always, you can find me on social media as The Hoop Man. And you can find my boy here, Arson, as LeakyLeak13 on Twitter or ArsonLakpa on Instagram. And until next time, guys, keep gaming.
No porn.